John McCready elected the following passage on John McCready is from The Rise of Militant. This chronicles the political turmoil between 1964 and 1994 and the role of Militant, now the Socialist Party, in leading struggle. A sequel detailing the early history of the Socialist Party is due out in April. The growing importance of Militant in industry was underlined by developments in the CPSA. The election of John McCready as the new General Secretary of the Union had sent a frisson of fear through the ranks of the right wing, throughout the trade unions generally as well as in government circles. When the results were announced, John Ellis, the right-wing candidate, commented, "I took a short break, because I thought it was the last chance I would get for a holiday for some time. I thought I would be General Secretary." On the most flimsy pretext, the right-wing moved to invalidate the results. John McCready, nevertheless, declared on National Lunchtime TV, "I'm the new General Secretary of the CPSA." The right trotted out the usual accusations of ballot rigging, despite the fact that John McCready had been elected in probably the fairest election in the history of the CPSA. The right then proceeded to move heaven and earth to have his election blocked. We reported, right-wing hijack CPSA. The right wing have decided to overturn the democratic wishes of the membership. The members voted for a new leadership, but the right wing have declared no confidence in the membership. They have hijacked the union, putting in the defeated candidate. A ferocious campaign by the left then opened up in the unions. Legal action was also taken in an attempt to stop the coup of the right wing against the democratic wishes of the members. However, with the help of the judiciary, the right frustrated the members' democratic decision in electing John McCready. The court sanctioned the rerun of the election for the General Secretary. All the stops were then pulled out in support of John Ellis, the right's candidate. He won with 42,000 votes to John McCready's 31,000. He was helped into power by the splitting tactics of Broad Left 84, dominated by the Communist Party, who put up its own candidate, Jeff Lutus, who received 13,000 votes. In the House of Commons, a right-wing Tory MP, Peter Brunvels, and two other Tory MPs welcomed the victory of John Ellis in the ballot. There was a tremendous sense of disappointment amongst left activists in the union. But rather than undermining Militant's support, it strengthened it for the battles to come. Indeed, John McCready was soon elected onto the General Council of the TUC, the first ever Militant supporter to hold this position. At the TUC Congress in September 1987 he emerged as a significant figure, standing for the fighting traditions of trade unionism, and opposing the policies of despair summed up in the new realism of the right-wing General Council. This aroused the ire of the capitalist press. Even before the TUC Congress had finished, the London Evening Standard carried the statement of John Ellis, CPSA General Secretary, under the headline "Militant Hounding Me Out." He complained that a campaign of vilification and victimization had been taken against him. The union had decided that his Opel Senator car was not his, and if he wanted a car he should buy one. The new left-wing-controlled National Executive Committee of the union had also linked his pay to that of a senior principal secretary in Whitehall, and awarded him a £5 per week pay increase. Moreover, his American Express card, to pay for official union business, was also withdrawn. He received £26,000 per year, while many CPSA members were on as little as a £110 per week after tax. The Rise of Militant by Peter Taff, £11.99 from leftbooks.co.uk. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 14th of March 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.